Everybody, Andy here again. Well, this particular podcast or boo has come about because of a couple of things that have happened to me this morning. A particular book that I'm reading, which I know I shall talk about more at a later date in one form or another, and also a film that I watched this morning that I've recorded called Oil City Confidential. And it's the story of the band called Dr. Feelgood. If anyone knows them, especially if you're here in the UK, you may have known them, and about how they got together. But to start off, I just want to read you a quote from the particular book that I was reading. And the quote is, "One day, John and George showed up in the yard that I should have been sweeping and told me that we had a gig at the Cavern. I said, no, I've got a steady job here and it pays £7.14 a week. They're training me here. That's pretty good. I can't expect more. And I was quite serious about this, but then I thought, sod it, I can't stick this lot. I bunked over the wall and was never seen again by Massey and Coggins, the firm. Pretty shrewd move, as it things turned out." That particular quote is from Paul McCartney. And as you probably guessed, that decision he made on that particular day to give up his day job to go along with John and George as well to the Cavern to do the gig, etc. Well, the world changed, etc. That doesn't happen to everybody, but it's amazing how many decisions that we make in our lives, split seconds decisions, little things like that, like what that can sort of change our lives completely and forever, and in that particular case, change the course of sort of musical history and world history to a certain extent. But even for lesser bands as well, bands like, the, you know, all due respect to a band like Dr. Feelgood, how they got together. And how certain things, certain elements, we all think of these bands, especially nowadays in the world of sort of manufactured pop bands. And that's happened, obviously, that happened in the 60s as well. We all know that, and probably before that. But how the real rock and roll bands, the people that lived in the same towns, a bit like the Beatles, Dr. Feelgood, a similar sort of story, I suppose, but in a different part of the world, in the Canvey Island, in the sort of Thames estuary, how they got together. One day, a couple of the members happened to meet in the street and one of them hadn't been there for a while, got talking, didn't make that decision at the time. And then someone, thankfully, went and knocked on someone's door, said, look, we'd like you to join the band. And the rest, as they say, is history. We've all done that. I've done that. I can think of many occasions when I've done that myself. I always remember, and I know I've quoted this before, there's a George Michael song. Maybe not be my favourite person, but the particular song was always stuck in my mind. He has written some good songs in the past, in my opinion. This particular song was called A Different Corner. And in that song, he happened to say, turn a different corner and we never would have met. And that is so true about so many different decisions that we make in our lives, whether it be work-based decisions, whether it be getting a rock and roll band together, or whether it be that decision about whether to go out on a Saturday night with your mates or something, and you think, no, I've got something on the TV I want to watch, or I want to do this, I'm playing Farmville on Facebook or something like that, or there's something that you think's more important, or you just think, like Paul McCartney did, sod it, I just can't be bothered to do that. But you make that decision, you get out there, and it happens, and it can change the course of your life. One example I can think of is the way that I met my wife, but maybe that's a podcast for another day. Lots of little stories, as I said, that may well come out of this type of endeavour. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you probably tomorrow. Goodbye.